The snow was dancing like cotton wool in the light of the street lamps. Aimlessly, unable to decide whether it wanted to fall up or down, just letting itself be driven by the hellish, ice-cold wind that was sweeping in from the great darkness covering the Oslo fjord. Together they swirled, wind and snow, round and round in the darkness between the warehouses on the quayside that were all shut up for the night, until the wind got fed up and dumped its dance partner beside the wall. And there the dry, windswept snow was settling around the shoes of the man I had just shot in the chest and neck. Blood was dripping down onto the snow from the bottom of his shirt. I don't actually know a lot about snow, or much else for that matter, but I've read that snow crystals formed when it's really cold are completely different from wet snow, heavy flakes, or the crunchy stuff. That it's the shape of the crystals and the dryness of the snow that make the hemoglobin in the blood retain that deep red color. Either way, the snow under him made me think of a king's robe, all purple and lined with ermine, like the drawings in a book of Norwegian folk tales my mother used to read to me. She liked fairy tales and kings. That's probably why she named me after a king. The Evening Post had said that if the cold carried on like this until New Year, 1977 would be the coldest year since the war, and that we'd remember it as the start of the new ice age scientists had been predicting for a while. But what did I know? All I knew was that the man standing in front of me would soon be dead. There was no mistake in the way his body was shaken. He was one of the fisherman's men. It was nothing personal. I told him as much before he collapsed, leaving a smear of blood down the wall. If I ever get shot, I'd rather it was personal. I didn't say it to stop his ghost coming after me. I don't believe in ghosts. I just couldn't think of anything else to say. Obviously, I could have just kept my mouth shut. That's what I usually do after all. So there must have been something that made me so talkative all of a sudden. Maybe it was because there were only a few days to go before Christmas. I've heard that people are supposed to feel closer to each other around Christmas, but what do I know? I thought the blood would freeze on top of the snow and end up just lying there. But instead, the snow sucked the blood up as it fell, drawing it under the surface, hiding it, as if it had some sort of use for it. As I walked home, I imagined a snowman rising up from the snowdrift, one with clearly visible veins of blood under its deathly pale skin of ice. On the way back to my flat, I called Daniel Hoffman from a phone box to tell him the job was done. Hoffman said that was good. As usual, he didn't ask any questions. Either he had learned to trust me in the course of the 4 years I had been working as a fixer for him, or else he didn't actually want to know. The job was done, so why would a man like him trouble himself with that sort of thing when what he was paying for was to have fewer problems? Hoffman asked me to go down to the office the next day. He said he had a new job for me. A new job? I asked, feeling my heart skip a beat. Yes, Hoffman said, as in a new commission. Oh, okay. I hung up relieved. I don't really do much more than commissions. I can't actually be used for much more than that. Here are four things I can't be used for. Driving a getaway car. I can drive fast, that's fine. But I can't drive inconspicuously, and anyone driving a getaway car has to be able to do both. They have to be able to drive so they look just like any other car on the road. I landed myself and two other men in prison because I can't drive inconspicuously enough. I drove like a demon, switching between forest tracks and main roads, and I had long since lost our pursuers and was just a few kilometers from the Swedish border. I slowed down and drove in a steady, law-abiding way like a granddad on a Sunday outing. And we still got stopped by a police patrol. They said afterwards that they had no idea it was the car used in the robbery, and that I hadn't been driving too fast or breaking any of the rules of the road. They said it was the way I was driving. I have no idea what they meant, but they said it was suspicious.